In March 1999, Russ and I and our kids spent spring vacation in Florida. The kids wanted to go to some Orlando theme parks. Russ wanted to visit the Kennedy Space Center. And me, I wanted to bring my life list to 600. The bird that gave me that milestone marker is perhaps the friendliest bird on the continent, the Florida scrub jay. When we arrived at Lake Kissimmee State Park, we asked the gate attendant where we should go. She said, just park the car and look around right there. And sure enough, in came a whole family of scrub jays to check us out. At some point, one of the kids put our family mascot, a charming little puppet named Piggy, on a tree branch, and the scrub jays flew right over to check him out. I dragged my family along on lots of birding adventures over the years, but this was one of the few that everyone enjoyed without reservations. It's hard to believe that a bird so beautiful, so friendly, and so very easy to see if you're at the right place is in such dire trouble. It was listed as threatened in 1987, but has declined so dramatically that it definitely deserves being upgraded to get all the protections involved in being truly endangered. Just between 1982 and 1992, the population dropped a full 50% to a level estimated to be a mere 10% of pre-settlement levels. Between that 1992 survey and 2007, the population of Florida scrub jays dropped another 50%. Maps of the species' diminishing range are depressing, not just because the overall area is shrinking, but also because it's getting so fragmented. Florida scrub jays are exceptional homebodies by bird standards, few wandering at any time in their lives far from the territory where they hatched. Scientists are now detecting changes in vocalizations of birds from one area to another, indicating that the pockets are getting genetically and behaviorally isolated, making the situation even more critical. Florida scrub jays require oaks, especially scrub oaks, and do poorly when natural fires are suppressed long enough for vegetation to get too overgrown. Right now, most management for them is occurring in areas where the largest strongholds still exist, such as at Lake Kissimmee State Park, Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge, and Archbold Biological Station. This makes a kind of sense, but if the species is going to be saved, it absolutely needs quality habitat bridging those strongholds. The Florida Scrub Jay Trail is a nonprofit group trying desperately to enlist private landholders to set aside good habitat for these splendid birds. Kathy and Bruce Brown provide all kinds of workshops and fun events to make people more aware of scrub jays and their plight. Via their gardening store, they provide plants and gardening tips to help people get started managing part of their land for the jays. And Kathy and Bruce provide field trips to show their own lovely family of scrub jays living wild on their property to the public to motivate them. My very finest photos of Florida scrub jays have been taken at their place. They get some funding from the National Wildlife Federation, but for the most part, they've been doing all this time-consuming work as a labor of love, simply because it needs to be done. During the course of my conservation big year, I'll be tallying up every mile I travel for birding, and I'll be contributing at least a penny per mile to conservation organizations. The very first one I'm targeting for a contribution is the Florida Scrub Jay Trail. You can learn more about them at www.scrubjaytrail.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.